Okay.
Do you have are you familiar with the term chivalry? What is that?
A wedding chivalry?
Yeah.
Okay. When people get married, then you take them out and you make them push each other around the park in a wheelbarrow with the cops all honking and so forth. Or you get a horse and wagon and you put the bride and groom on the horse and wagon and everybody runs along behind yelling, "You did it, you did it. Watch out now, you know, you're in trouble," and all that. Oh, yeah.
They used
We've
to do
gone
that.
through wedding chivalries lots of times.
Okay. Did you have one when you got married?
No, I didn't per se, but I give them to everybody else.
You've given them. I bet you have.
Yep.
Do they do those much anymore?
Oh, yeah, I think everybody still gets a chivalry.
Oh, really?
Then you take the light shades off and fill them full of rice and put them back up.
How do you know about that?
You short sheet the bed and you honey the toilet seat and. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know too much of this. Most people haven't told me that much. That makes me think about it.
We have so much fun with our chivalries.
When you were a kid, did you get a chance to see much live music? Did anybody play instruments around or anything?
Just our local people. Okay. Ray Glenn, he just was killed in a car wreck last summer, in fact. And he had a guitar, and then, you know, some of the other people would join in with the violins and so forth. On our square dances and stuff, we had live band. We had live band, but it was people that lived here that played their instruments and stuff.
Okay. Did you see many harmonicas? People play those?
I remember the harmonicas.
Okay. Is that what they called them, harmonicas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you see, out on playgrounds, there's a sort of a toy, I guess you'd call it, that a kid sits on one end and a kid on the
other. Teeter-totter.
Yeah. Do they have those around here?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have one of those when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My kids all did too.
Yeah.
And then they'd get it going around and around in a circle, you know, because they're on a pivot.
Okay.
You know, they all go up and down as you do this, or they'll go around and around.
Oh, I haven't seen those.
Well, ours go around and around. So if one of the kids got mad at the other kid, they'd go around and around and walk them side of the head with the. Oh, yeah.
I remember just sort of.
I've put a few band-aids on those.
I just remember getting off and get it off and kid come down. We're okay. Cool. Do you have a tradition where somebody will, after maybe Thanksgiving dinner or something, there will be a bone that the kids can dry out and then play or do this thing with?
The wishbone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we always do the wishbone.
What was the deal with the wishbone? Who won?
Whoever got the longest piece, you know, when it pops, one piece will pop off, but the round part will stay on top. Oh. Well, whoever got the round part was the winner.
Okay, cool. Right. What did you win?
The broken piece of the wishbone.
The bigger piece, huh?
The satisfaction of knowing you got to beat your brother.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Did you, when your sons had a special companion of the opposite sex when they were a kid, what were those people called?
Your girlfriends?
Yeah. And then maybe a fiance later, if it got more serious.
Right.
Do you have any local sort of parties or fairs in Alamosa every year or something? Is there a fair?
Mm-hmm. They have what they call the Sunshine Festival in June over here.
What are some of the big things that are at that festival?
Basically, it's turned into a commercialized mess.
Yeah.
You know, everybody brings in their arts and crafts and so forth. But, I mean, what you used to be able to look at for $3 is now gone to like $100 or $125. I mean, everything's so commercialized. I haven't gone in the last 5 years.
Do they have any livestock shows there with that fair, or is that something else?
No, but we have the Tri-County 4-H Fair at the Monta Vista Stampede Grounds in August.
Okay.
Right, and there you have your animals, you know, the 4-H animals.
Do they have contests where people ride the animals at all?
Uh-huh, they have horse shows.
Okay. Do they have a rodeo?
The rodeo, not at the fair, they don't, but we do have a PRCA rodeo grounds just south of here.
I think I've seen it.
That Walt Oswald has every year.
Okay.
He puts on a rodeo.
Okay. Do you know what the meaning of, do you ever use the word dude, and if so, how? Dude?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.